Uh-huh. Okay. Doing the actual episode now, winecellarmedia.com. This one, everything we had in our heads, almost all of it, we'll do headlines, but a lot of that shit got scrapped. We might get like one story, but the thing is, we've got this one story that hit me fairly late in the day, and it's actually a very fresh fucking story. Article up today, and then a response to the article by the person of whom the article is about is also up today. This one is a little fresh, but first we gotta bring you in true wine cellar style. Yes.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. This show is fucked up. You just thank
the Lord. Like that little bitch, Ham! You are the goddamn whitest person I've ever seen. So people get ready
for the train to Jordan. Exactly, nigga.
I'm woke.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this. It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real. Negroes doing Negro stuff.
He came, Otis. Your words made him come.
I support gays, even though I myself am not actually gay.
Because I don't understand my own ticket.
You just thank the Lord.
Men who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else.
Mm-hmm. And that is a true wine cellar opening. You all know that's a fact-based reality. Trigger warnings and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss. And we'll go ahead and start up the YouTube. We start up the YouTube after we do openings like that because copyrights and whatnot. Bloody hell. All right. Did you retweet it?
Yes, I did.
I tagged-ified you.
I did, yeah, and I said, I don't actually know what the fuck we're doing. I made show notes, but William fell down some fucking rabbit hole of something, so I think we're just going to make fun of homophobes, maybe? I don't really know.
His name is Doc Green.
Is he actually a doctor?
Yeah, like Dre.
I thought you were going to say, like, Rand Paul, but all right.
Oh, shit. No, he is a dentist, okay?
Whatever.
Respect the profession. And, I mean, according to recent things done on his lawn, also an MMA fighter, he gets down.
What?
Rand Paul is a busy lad.
Yeah, he's having surgery in Canada right now, right?
Is he?
Mm.
I'm checking to make
scheduling. He said he was going to have surgery in Canada with their shitty socialist healthcare system.
Yeah. Yes. All right, folks. So this cat made a news story, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, this is the kind of news story that I would cover, you know. But then they say he posted it to his, he recorded the incident and posted it to his YouTube, And he said that he's a member of the press and he has a show called Raging Elephants. And I was like, oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. This motherfucker has like over 700 episodes.
Oh, God. All right.
We're not actually even pulling clips. Not really. Because there was very little time to get this together. Uh-huh. Like, I literally saw this like just an hour ago. All right. And I was like, I can't pass this up. Because the first thing I saw when I clicked on his shit was him at his desk and two life-size cardboard cutouts behind him.
What?
Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump.
Oh,
cardboard cutouts. All right. So, let's get into a little bit of audio from this here fellas program. And then I want to do the story after that. Because I like to hear these people. Let him give his framing. All right. Now, I think he does a call-in show from shit that I've clicked on. Mm-hmm. But for this episode, this one is important. January 31st, 2019. He has two guests, but they still call in. And their audio is a little shoddy, so I will be bringing down our music a lot.
Texas state flags on his desk?
Yes. Deep in the heart of Texas. Da, 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 da.
Jesus.
I text Christopher and... We have Vicky. So glad to bring all of you guys on the show. And the reason why I wanted you to call in today is because, as you know, I got in a little trouble at the public library the other day.
All right. He got into a little trouble at the public library the other day. I don't know if you knew that about him.
Oh, God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
All right. So now we'll slowly unfold it a little bit. About 2 years ago, about 3 years ago. Fuck, it's 2019. A long, long, long time ago. I saw a story that said drag queens were starting this thing where they were reading to children in the library.
Yes.
You can imagine how this guy would take to that.
I can only begin to imagine.
All right, so he got in a little trouble at the public library.
It turns out that being a Christian standing quietly in the corner wearing a black suit... is not acceptable in today's modern society.
Now, keep in mind, what up?
That just sounds fucking ominous. Some creepy Christian man standing in a corner staring at you in a suit, like, oh my God, what the fuck? That's fucking creepy.
Oh, man.
Like, the way he said a Christian man in a black suit, not a brown one, not a blue one, not some pinstripes, not a... You know, a sophisticated Navy number. No, a black suit standing in the corner. What the fuck? Why are you in a corner, nigga? What happened? Are you on punishment? What happened?
In a whole ass library. Like, there's shelves with books. There may still be a Dewey Decimal System if you're old school. But you want to stand in the corner.
This nigga got some Children of the Corn shit. This is how horror movies start.
So, and consider the fact that this is his chosen framing. He thinks this sounds good. It's obviously a lie, but he thinks this is exonerating.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Dot Green, baby. Get with it. This may be almost as good. It's not as good. Almost as good as when I found Coach Dave.
Oh, God, that fucking guy.
I found Coach Dave before Right Wing Watch.
Yes.
And then they got him, and then it was like he got covered too much, and it wasn't our little thing.
Some people did that shit with biblical gender roles, too.
Yeah, that was our thing, and then it just like, ugh.
He's still writing gross shit, of course, by the way. Yeah.
All right, Dot Green, let's go ahead and give that a running start, all right?
And along the way, get to hear now.
I got in a little trouble at the public library the other day. It turns out that being a Christian standing quietly in the corner wearing a black suit... is not acceptable in today's modern society.
Now, keep in mind, this was very recent that he was there, and as he claims, just standing there.
In the corner.
Yep.
You go first, Tex.
Well, first of all, man, I want to say thank you so much for having us on the show today. And it's always a joy and honor to have you come and be at Standing for Righteousness and for wanting to do the right thing, and you're leading by example for so many other men to follow. So thank you so much from the very bottom of my heart. And I tell you, I've been at the very beginning from all of this, from the very minute that they wanted to go ahead and to kick you out of the library, when they started to try to throw their weight around on you. And it's not right, it's not fair, and something needs to be done about it. And I'm excited that we get to share together, the three of us, exactly what took place this Saturday at the Drag Queen Storytime. And it's just another example of why...
Yeah.
Okay. So, There's so many things happening. Why is it always they? Why does they never have a goddamn name? Who the fuck is they? Also, y'all sharing stuff together? All three of you are sharing things together.
And they're sharing exactly what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. It just sounded a little sexually charged, if you will.
What?
Hmm?
Hey, come on, man. It ain't gay. It's just baptizing. That's all. That ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Somebody did come out white on the other side.
It's just communion with a straw. That's all it is, man. That's all it is. See, you're just hating.
Wow.
Come on. Give me some of that holy anointing oil, son. Okay. We're having a good time. Yes. Title of this episode, The Virtues of Homosexuality with Doc Green.
The government should stay out of this. And
remember.
The government.
The government.
Did the government, is the government the they that kicked him out?
The government should stay out of the library.
Okay.
All right.
God damn it.
There you go. I'll look forward to talking about it on the show.
Well, we are going to talk about it. I mean, what we're dealing with here, and I'm going to frame it up the way I believe it, and then you and Vicky can jump in.
He's going to frame it the way
he believes it, not the way it was, the way he believes it. Oh, Jesus. Ooh,
this is how right-wingers function. I know. There's probably some folks that are like, thank good they're not talking about Democrats for a second. I know, we're talking about the other right wing. Yes.
You think I missed anything, but from my standpoint, here's what I see. I see a group of homosexuals that are sexualizing young children and trying to teach them the virtues of homosexuality and bring them into a lifestyle that they would call a gay lifestyle, but
wait.
You and I know that there's nothing gay.
What? That's what Drag Queen Storytime is. They sit down and they say, hey, kids, fuck them books.
Are heterosexual drag queens. Like, what the fuck?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Like you know, Martin Lawrence when he did, because he's gay.
Because he's gay. Well, it's just the effeminization of a black man.
Well, now, Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire.
That was incredibly gay. He was never even married or anything
and
to a woman.
Eminem did Britney Spears.
He's gay.
Yeah.
That's why he's friends with Elton John, because he's gay.
See? Wesley Snipes, Tu Wong Fu, thanks for everything.
All the gay.
See? There you go. There's some gay fellas out there. All right, man. All right, let's get... I mean, and that's why he did the movie Blade. He wanted to continue showing, like, look at how I can get a man's flesh in my mouth. He was trying to show you. These are all the facts.
That did not happen.
I already get weird with the satire, and now I'm actually dealing with a right winger. It's going down.
This is like a fucking competition now.
All right, so he was just standing there, being a Christian, wearing
black. In his suit, in the corner.
That's right.
While the drag queens were teaching the virtues of homosexuality.
And he's just trying to frame it the way he believes it.
In this lifestyle, I mean, the average homosexual, male or female, dies by the age of 41. Only 15% of them ever reach the age of 65.
Fact.
And the number one cause of death in the homosexual community, unfortunately, is suicide. Why?
These are the facts.
No kidding.
He actually has all these numbers backed up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure that he left a hyperlink in his notes. I'm sure.
Oh, let's see. Maybe there could be show notes for this episode. Oh, fuck.
No.
Oh, it looks like he turned off all that shit. Damn.
That's fine.
Yeah, so you basically have to be in super chat. You have to pay him.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. All right.
in the world would our city government be putting all of their financial resources behind introducing and sexualizing these children?
All their resources? So they
all
don't,
the resources.
They don't, like, fix potholes. They don't, like...
No.
They don't have a post office.
All the fire workers, cops, all them niggas, they're all teachers. They're all just volunteers. They all do Uber on the weekend to cover for that. And all the money goes to the library.
Their mayor doesn't get a salary either?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
He does Lyft.
You gotta switch it up.
Yeah. Uber Eats, you know.
Fiber. Hey.
Let's see here. Yeah, so he's saying things that make sense about stuff.
As young as 3 years old, Tex Christopher.
Well, first of all, I'm sick and tired of the government trying to be in all of us.
It's always bad when a white man from Texas says, I'm sick and tired of the government. Nothing good is coming.
Our business. You know, when you look at them coming in and going against the establishment clause of the First Amendment, they're not supposed to be promoting and exhibiting and marketing anything that is tied to a religion, especially.
All right.
Almost.
What?
I did not know it was a designated religion.
It gets better.
Homosexuality is a religion. Okay. All right.
I just unironically said it gets better. All right. But it does. Check it out.
It does get better.
So, again, like, and you know right-wingers are all about the whole entire First Amendment, every single word.
Yes.
Especially one over the other. And the drag queen story time, as well as the whole GLBT lifestyle, is just another perfect example of what secular humanism is. And the Supreme Court of the United States have already ruled not once but twice what secular humanism is, and that it does qualify that it is.
Is that are there Supreme Court rulings on secular humanism?
No.
The secular humanist trial?
No.
Secular versus humanist?
And that's not even like...
Sec v. Hume?
That's not even like...
I like you're trying to form a thought.
It's so bad. No, but like secular humanism isn't even like necessarily like a distinct ideology. Like it's really wet. Because those people be like, I'm not a feminist, I'm a humanist. Right?
Yeah.
Or like, I'm an egalitarian. I'm a humanist because I'm an egalitarian. I was like, what the fuck? That doesn't even like mean the same thing to everybody. Like, what? All right,
it's
whatever.
Gay,
it's gay. It is. That's the actual gay agenda, is the secular humanist agenda. So,
like, I don't even roll with the humanist folks, but I'm pretty sure I is be secular, therefore gay.
Well, everything's gay if you think about it.
That's how it works.
Everyone's gay if you think about it.
Like, men have arms. You have arms.
Yeah.
I'm gay. I'm with you.
Yeah. See, now I really wish we had that Roosh clip.
Oh, shit.
Looking at women's butts, it makes you gay.
Damn. Yeah, no, this is the episode. It's already 18 minutes in, Chief.
I know. Lord.
You're enjoying it.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
It is a religion. It does go against God. It goes against the community standards. And exactly, who would want to take on that lifestyle, number one? Number two, who would even want to go further with it? Well, I'm talking about going further. I'm talking about these women dressing up like men. I'm talking like men dressing up like these women, putting on the clown makeup. And then
clown makeup?
LA said, notice, like, where misogyny is just there. It's omnipresent.
Yeah.
The way he said, women dressing up like men. Men dressing up like these women always look for the fucking the omnipresence of misogyny.
Sitting there and sharing their ideology with our innocence. They're not coming after you and me, Doc. They're not coming after Virginia, our age group. Because
now, little does he know. I mean, he's going to really trip when he finds out that drag queens perform in bars and clubs where you got to be 21 and up.
Oh, yeah, he's not ready.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, so I actually Googled humanists.
Yes.
What is it? What the hell did they say? Secular humanism. And there is actually a group called the International Humanist and Ethical Union. In their mission statement, it says that they specifically reject organized religion.
Yeah, that's religious.
That's religious.
Do they reject it religiously?
They religiously object organized religion, and that's how you know that they are their own religion.
There you go.
Yes.
Looks like you lose again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big losses.
They know that
as a big losses.
Mm-hmm. Big losses?
Mm-hmm.
So that's Big Low, not Big Lee.
Wow.
Women dressing up like men. I'm talking like men dressing up like these women, putting on the clown makeup, and then sitting there and sharing their ideology with our innocents.
Aren't they just reading books?
No. Remember what they said earlier. They're sexualizing them. Yep.
Okay.
That's what they're doing.
I don't even know what that means, but all right.
Well, basically, they're sexualizing them. See?
Okay.
Yeah. You forgot about that part.
You and me, Doc, they're not coming after Virginia, our age group, because they know that we would reject it. They're going after our children, and they're using government-paid tax dollar facilities and government employees.
Wait, I thought the government was supposed to stay out of the library.
No, it's there now.
The government should stay out of the library. You know what? It's a government building, and that means it needs special rules, because it's a government building that the government needs to stay out of.
And stop letting sexular humanism.
Sexular humanist, yes.
All right? And you know what? If you can, you know, kind of just be on the lookout for Jews if you have extra time.
Hmm.
Be careful about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We heard Katie Halper was coming to town.
Do this, and it's wrong.
Well, that's what I see, and, you know, talking about guys dressing up like girls and whatnot, I believe, Vicky, you had an incident that occurred at the library.
Okay, Vicky's audio is pure shit.
Great.
But Vicky's story is pure gold.
Oh, God.
It's gold. Watch what happens.
Is it gold, or is it, like, fucking aluminum foil that somebody spray-painted over?
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yes, I was witnessing, and I have to say, you know, we have never seen any kind of direct attack from one group to the other.
All right, she's saying we haven't seen any kind of direct attack from one group to the other. A little vague, and I will be saying what she's saying because her audio is shit.
Yeah.
Only with you. I'm not trying to be funny, but until this last time on Drag Race Story Time, we saw differences that really put us to think that we need to have authorities to take their place and to stand for us, the citizens.
All right, so we need to have the courage to take their place and stand for ourselves as citizens. From the sound of her, I think English might be her second language.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
But also, like, Nick, so you go fucking volunteer and read to the kids.
No, no. I only go there when other people are doing it to bother them. When they stop doing it, I'll stop doing stuff, too.
Okay.
Well, you know, we as citizens, we should have some rights. I pointed out that I, as a taxpayer, should have a right to go into the public library. And, of course, the homosexuals are just going berserk on my...
Now, all right. So, unfolding the story a little bit more, because he keeps talking about, I'm in there and I get to be there. I'm a taxpayer.
Right.
I'm a Christian in a black suit standing in the corner,
mm-hmm.
which is good framing. He's banned from that library, and his presence there is legally trespassing.
The fuck did he do? How do you get banned from a library?
Filming children.
That sounds like perhaps he's sexualizing children.
Yeah.
Like, so why would you... See, didn't I fucking say it was some chill in the corner and this is how a horror movie start? So there's an old, creepy, fucking white man in a suit who's a Christian in the corner with a camera filming your children.
And notice, like, I don't know if he said it yet, but part of his framing is also, He doesn't cause a disturbance or anything. But like, and he pulled out his phone and recorded it. Like, 8 cops were in that building trying to calmly get him out.
Filming children without consent is causing a disturbance.
But he's a white Christian man.
In a black suit in the corner.
That's right.
It's just, I don't know if it's like projection or cognitive dissonance. It's just interesting how seeing a drag queen is sexualizing children, but filming children without consent is totally good for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you get to kind of archive them growing up. That's what the...
Not all consent matters, apparently.
Oh, fuck. It never has. Mm. Only the white man's consent to your body matters.
Mm.
And your land. And your climate.
And your money and your labor. And
well, shit. Forcing money to exist and then giving you some and taking it and saying, that's mine again. Fucking weirdos. All right.
My YouTube channel right now because... They think I should not have a right as a citizen. They say just because you're a taxpayer doesn't give you the right to go to the library. And
that's a verbatim quote from somebody.
And film children without consent. Like, say the whole fucking sentence then.
And then go back after you've been legally trespassed from that premises.
You know, and then they're saying stuff like, you know, you were just there to create a disturbance, but... I've never, ever created a disturbance in that library. I've never said a word in that library to anyone.
He's literally doing this episode because he created a disturbance again.
I like how it's only a disturbance if you use words. Like, we're just going to pretend that the fucking, like, the intimidation factor, right? The creepy factor, the filming without consent factor. But I didn't like, cuss anybody out, therefore... Like, all right, creepy man.
Yeah, I was just standing in the corner in a black suit. Okay.
Watching your children. Anyone...
Unless I was approached. And I've always been very quiet and kind of behind the scenes. I'm just there as a member of the media trying to report. And then this happens to me.
Oh, yeah. He repeatedly calls himself
a member of the media.
Yeah, and he apparently he... put some plastic around some cardboard that he obviously just fucking wrote on that says White House Press Pass. Like, he just made the shit up. Like,
oh my God.
I'm gonna link the video of that with this and we'll play a little bit of that video. But yeah, like, cause I paused it cause he was holding it up at the camera and I was like, did he just make some shit that says White House Press Pass?
Oh my God.
He fucking did.
God.
And from the look of this guy, he's probably fucking, he's definitely over 60.
Is that what he does when he's not filming children getting read to by drag queens? He films them doing their arts and crafts in the library so he can learn how to make his press pass.
Shady ass. Fucking. Like, you realize the shit that old white people are doing is gonna be, like, the logical argument against Social Security.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna be like, oh, this is what you do with your time with that? Oh, fuck that. Yeah, President Officer Kamala Harris is gonna get rid of that shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, I legit think that. Like, if Officer Harris gets in, Social Security goes out. And we're not going to get our money back that we paid into.
They've been trying to put Social Security out for years.
Yep, yeah, but Bush was one of the first ones to really go hard on it. Barry Hussein damn near fucking got it.
Yeah, he did.
With his grand bargain with Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Officer Harris is going to be the one.
You think so?
All right, that's the tangent. Yeah, I do, yeah. And we're not going to get a fucking penny back that we paid into it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, what... Well, fucking climate change. We'll die.
Yeah, we're gonna die anyway.
We'll move to California and just wait.
Why do we have to go to California?
It's where the fires are wild.
I don't want to die from smoking. If climate change is going to kill me, smoke inhalation is not the way I would like that to happen.
The wine cellar goes out in a blaze.
Niggas.
The tangent. All right. Doc Green, folks. All right.
And we lost Vicky there. I don't know why. Maybe she'll be able to call back in. But I do have Tex Christopher. And Tex Christopher, you have a long reputation of standing up for what is right here in America. I was with you during one of the when the Target pro.
All right. So right here, I let me see. I made myself a note to go to 16 minutes.
Uh-oh.
What? Good stuff happens around there.
Where guys are dressing up in women's dresses like Mrs. Doubtfire and
he is just obsessed with
dresses.
Yeah,
it's a little weird.
Tootsie and all these other things, right?
Yeah,
people start coming out of the closet and then they want to start getting married to each other, then they want us to pay for their health care, then they want to
what the fuck
that's like not even gay. Yes.
But it's also like, so gay people didn't exist before Mrs. Doubtfire? Really?
And, I mean, wasn't Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on the same stage together in the early 90s talking about Medicare for All? And a lot of gay folks were still closeted then. Pretty damn sure.
What the fuck? Didn't Bernie have that fucking gay pride parade in Burlington in, like, the fucking 70s?
Yeah.
Which I think was a long time before Mrs. Doubtfire happened. I think. I'm pretty sure.
No. Only like 2 decades.
Only like 2 decades? Yeah. Only two?
That's nothing.
Nothing? All right.
That's nothing, man. Dropping the buck.
I'm going to start identifying with alphabet letters. And
that's why I made that note. Yeah, so that's what that leads up to, is they want all this stuff, and they want to identify with alphabet letters.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
They can't have alphabet letters.
Everything starts with an alphabet letter.
No.
Really?
Not numbers.
They do when you spell them.
That is kind of true.
The fuck?
Let's give it a running start.
Then what do we actually have? You know, there's a guy in the Bible, and his name is Shamgar. You can read about him in the 18th. And now they don't even want to be called he and she. I'm saying I am silent, and they're going to come in and conquer. And this is also a story because these are the times that we are in. This all first got started with, hey, let's watch some cute movies where guys are dressing up in women's dresses like Mrs. Doubtfire and Tootsie and all these other things, right?
Yes.
Then people start coming out of the closet, and then they want to start getting married to each other. Then they want us to pay for their health care. Then they want to start identifying with alphabet letters. And now they don't even want to be called he and she. I'm saying, as a man, enough is enough. I am sick and tired of this LGBTQ ideology being shoved down our throats here in Houston, Texas by the...
That's what's kind of ill is that he's actually, like, paying attention because he knows LGBT.
He knows all the letters.
He damn near got the IA on that motherfucker. And these are the alphabet letters that are so bad.
Fucking Americans. Stupid Americans identifying with alphabet letters. A for America. Ugh, alphabet letter is ridiculous.
USA. USA. Nigga. What the fuck?
I'm not gonna lie. Because I am immature, god damn it. Every time I hear forcing the gay agenda down our throats, I laugh because...
Why do they say
that? Why did that have to be the phrase? Oh, man.
Forcing it down our throats.
And
it was real easy, too. They had, you know, kind of like the gonzo nose shaped one. So it was very, throat ready.
Just a little chloroseptic in the back. It'll help with the whole
thing.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I'm tired of you shoving your gay agenda down my throat, buddy. At least fucking, you know, wrap something around the veins or something. Hitting my tonsils, son. Be respectful. Right. And I made a note for 17 minutes, but, you know, we're like 30 seconds from that, okay. So.
Past two administrations, the people that occupy the mayor seat.
Well, it's, is the head since you mentioned that, I should bring out the fact that when you hire a homosexual to do a job.
Oh, my God. All right.
This is going to go somewhere fantastic.
It's going to make a lot of sense. Okay?
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. He's going to tell you, this is what happens when you hire a homosexual to do a job. And I love that they like saying that whole word. I think it makes them feel like they're scientists.
It does. Makes me feel smart, right?
It's a proven fact. The number one part of being a homosexual is the fact that they have a sexual deviancy.
He tried it. He went for it. He tried to say deviancy, and he just landed on deviancy.
Wait, what the fuck does this have to do with work?
Oh, he's going to show you. Watch. Watch what happens. Why? He's going to tell a story.
And that is the only thing that really matters to them, and that's what they push, and it doesn't matter. Sylvester Turner has a long history. Let us not forget that he was involved in the faking of the death of his homosexual lover in order that he would benefit from the life insurance policy. I know that happened 25
years. Because no hetero person has ever killed a family member for insurance money. Whew.
No.
I hope he never learns who Belle Gunness is.
They did it for the insurance benefits.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You're talking about greedy shit that homosexuals do, which is for money.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Good, upstanding heterosexuals do it for benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It's beneficiary.
Right.
It's beneficial.
Right.
All right? Mm-hmm. It's been efficient.
It has been efficient.
All right, let's see.
$1 million policy at that, too.
Yeah, and that happened a number of years ago, but it's part of history, it's part of truth. And so when you look at these guys, the big thing they all push immediately, as soon as the homosexual gets elected, is pushing the homosexual agenda. And my wife...
I like that he's going to tell the story now, but notice that he went from job to elected.
Right, I'm so confused trying to follow this shit. So he started talking about jobs, and then they have a deviancy, so they kill their partners for insurance money to elected gay officials pushing the agenda?
And note that they picked one story from 50 years ago.
Right.
It was just like, I know it was a long time ago, but it's part of history. It's truth.
Which is, like, you know what else is part of history? The fact that arsenic is called inheritance powder. Like, that's also part of history. I'm just saying.
Just for funsies.
I'm just throwing that out there.
So at his wife's job.
He used to work at a very popular department store. They hired a couple of homosexual people there. 5 years later, 90% of the people on the floor were homosexuals. Accident? I think not.
There you go.
So gay people like to work? That's the gay agenda? Or the deviancy? The deviancy is that they like to work?
They don't. Gay people do not. Gay people are by far the laziest. think about it.
Uh-huh.
They won't even muster up the effort and courage to go talk to the other gender.
Wow.
Gay is lazy.
Wow.
All right? They don't like to work, but they like to take jobs from heterosexuals so that heterosexuals don't have any money to pay their bills. They become desperate, and now the homosexuals have all the money, and they're like, you got to do something homosexual with me for me to give you some money. You have to let me shove the gay agenda down your throat. And that's what that's where that phrase came from.
I hope to God that they never hear you say some shit like this, because that would actually make sense in their heads. They'd be like, you know what? This Negro man might be onto something.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So they like to work, and that's bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Weird in a culture that's bootstrap or die, but all right, the gays like to work. Okay.
Yeah, NAFTA, it's not actually North American Free Trade Agreement. It has that F word that I don't like saying.
Huh.
It's the nasty ass. F trade agreement.
That's what it is. It's for gay people.
And then why do you think some of the, some of the trans home girls and whatnot, they call folks trade? See, they're like, yo, the trade came through.
Right.
So you see what I'm talking about?
Working. Right, right.
Yeah. And it wasn't NAFTA done by the government?
Yes.
And that's what they're talking about on this show.
The government in the library, yeah.
See?
So if you take the government out of the library, NAFTA would just fall apart?
Yep. I could say this shit to Dr. Francis Cress Welsing's crowd, and they would dig it.
They would.
I just have to not be funny.
It's sad. It is totally sad. And I'm not homophobic, and I'm not a bitch.
Here we go.
I have doubts.
Always. I was listening to this one when I was taking my first shit this evening.
And people can go around and say whatever that they want to say, because people are always talking. That's what the LGBTQ is doing. But America, it's time for you not to be told. It's time for you to be the teller. And that means you got to speak up in the marketplace. You got to speak up in your neighborhood. You got to speak up on your job. Anytime you have an opportunity to stand, which is daily in the United States of America, we need to.
I'd love for you to all just...
what? Don't hire gays?
Get yourselves fired. Go ahead. Speak up at your job.
What are you supposed to say? Don't hire the gays. What the fuck are you supposed to say?
That... Basically, they're saying, like, dude, look at how my eyes are red. I'm tearing up for America, but also because I can't breathe because the gay agenda's in my throat. Fucking... All right, now, let's go to what this guy put up from the from this story. And I found it on instinctmagazine.com. Armed protester attempts to disrupt drag queen story time in Houston.
Wait, this is the black man in a suit not hurting nobody?
Yes.
He had a gun in the library?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Freedom. So now he can't have guns.
Correct.
So now all of a sudden you don't want homophobic right-wing white men to have guns.
Correct. Yes.
It's almost like you don't like America or something.
I don't. Weird.
All right. So the story's obvious. Like, we essentially told you the story. The article covers it a lot more professionally, than I do, and but then at the bottom they embed his YouTube, and we're not going to play that whole thing. He says the same thing a lot, but he starts recording as the cops come in. All right, let's go.
Yes, sir. I see. Let me see this trespassing warrant. And your name is? Your name is?
Hello, sir.
Sorry.
I just want to make sure that we know who. She won't give me your name. Excuse me, but she doesn't fucking have to. I'm a taxpayer.
She's a minister.
I'm a taxpayer.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Oh Jesus.
And she's apparently the manager of the library, and she has the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he is fucking banned from there. And right now I only see two cops, maybe three. Let's see.
The building.
She's administrator. Okay. Yes, sir. And you are Officer Hunt.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it said she's an administrator.
Mm-hmm.
Very calm, yes, sirring it up, black cop, all mm-hmm. right?
And I'm trespassing in what way? How am I trespassing?
I don't want you in the building. You're inside the building.
How am I trespassing?
You're inside the building.
How am I trespassing? This is preposterous.
How am I? Just because there's a signed piece of legal documentation that says I can't be inside this building doesn't mean I'm trespassing because I'm standing inside this building.
I'm a taxpayer.
Yes.
I'm a taxpayer.
The right.
I pay for this library.
Sorry.
All right.
He's the only one. No one else ever contributed any shit.
That's the thing. They don't understand that that's what you sound like when you say that, man. Like, it's not just you.
God.
And you probably dodge.
Shit.
I am a member of the media. You'll see my media press here.
But okay. Yeah, did you see that, Phoenix?
No, hold on. Put it back. Let me see it.
Yeah.
What the
Some
fuck?
Shit that he just printed up that says, that's the other side of it. You see the SE?
Yeah.
There's a later in the clip, you can see the beginning of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. White House press pass.
Oh
he just made
God.
That the fuck up. And he has another one that says media.
Well, he's also a large supporter of Kinko's.
Bam. Ma'am.
What? He keeps them in business making his fake press passes. Respect his business.
And you can't say Kinko's around him.
You probably can't.
No. Because getting the gay agenda shoved down his throat was not the kink he was into making his O face for.
My media press here. Been a member of the media for a number of years. Can we broadcasting talk on most of the radio stations, TV stations.
I would love to talk to you about this on that.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but he's broadcasted on most of the radio stations and TV stations.
And that's why I knew who he was before we started this clip. Uh-huh.
Right, yeah. Like, his YouTube videos, they have, like, less views than ours.
Oh, Jesus. That's abysmal.
So why am I trespassing? How am I trespassing?
You're trespassing. They don't want you in the... Let's go outside.
No. Please. How am I trespassing?
I
want you
building.
To cite the law. Cite the law.
All right.
Cite the law. Didn't she just hand him the legal documentation that said he's banned from there?
Yeah, but does she look like a carrier of a fine penis?
That's true.
All right. Women don't get to do stuff like that. And he's probably not too fond of this colored cop, Negro, Asian cop, and probably Mexican cop being the ones telling him to leave. That's probably really fucking with his head right now.
Are you coming
outside? Cite the law. No, I'm not going outside till you cite the law.
Sir.
And that's how you know he's a fucking white man.
Yeah.
Nigga.
I'm saying, sir, now there's four cops.
I thought there was five.
I didn't see a fifth.
Okay.
How am I trespassing?
Sir, you're forcing yourself.
Yeah, there's five.
Now there's six.
Shit.
But he didn't cause a disturbance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That camera on. How am I trespassing? I want the law. I want to see the law.
You were given
now, how many cops does it take to tell me what the law is?
There's the seventh.
Law, yes. What is the law?
Yeah, well, trespassing affidavit for you, sir. They already have one, and they showed it to
you. I want
to
see the law.
They're not
lawyers.
What
the fuck do you think an affidavit is? It is legal paperwork. What the fuck, nigga?
No, it's not now.
It's not now.
Not with a Christian man standing in the corner wearing a suit.
Filming your children without consent.
He consented to film them.
Nigga.
All right.
I want to see the law.
That's fine.
Show me the law. You are law officers. You are charged with...
They are law enforcement officers.
No. That word can't be part of it now. Now... That makes it interesting. If I had the time, cuz I would dig in his old archive shit and see if he's ever referred to police as the acronym LEO.
Oh, you know he has.
Yeah.
You know he has.
But not today.
Not today.
Today he didn't have
time. Well, especially not these ones. There's a little too much melanin happening for them to enforce the laws of America.
Yeah, like, who's this one? What are you, fucking Sailor Moon Pikachu? No, you're not a real cop.
Mm-hmm.
Charged with enforcing the law. I want to see the law.
Okay,
enforcing. He said it, enforcing the law.
All right, enforcing.
But they are enforcing the law.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Because they're not. You have to explain the law to him first.
He can't just hire an attorney?
No, he spends all his Social Security money doing this shit. He doesn't have attorney money.
He spent it on all his collection of black suits and cameras.
And that nice fucking podcasting setup he has.
Whew.
Now, I came in here and I was very quiet, and you guys started this, not me.
You guys nigga, you're not supposed to be in the building!
Yeah, you're
breaking the... What the fuck? Oh my god.
And then just think about the fact that they remembered you.
Right.
That's how much of a disturbance you caused that they were like, oh, it's that fucker again? Like, you're memorable.
You were given a trespass warning.
I want to see the law.
You were given a trespass warning.
What is a trespass warning?
They have requested that you're not on the property anymore. They don't want you on the property.
Okay, why?
Because it's between you and them.
Okay, well, then allow me to confront them.
Confront? I'm not causing a disturbance. Let me confront them.
I want to confront the people who essentially, on some level, have a restraining order from him.
Right, basically, yeah.
Then here, because this is apparently where the problem is. And once again, what am I doing wrong? What law have I broken?
You're on the property. You've been asked to leave.
But I pay for this property.
You've been asked to leave.
These people work for me. I'm a tax.
These people work for me. You work for me.
I am not a serf. I am a feudal land owner.
Yeah, that he sounded very Sheriff of Nottingham right there. Hold up.
People work for me. I'm a taxpayer. Why do I, as a taxpayer, not have access to the public library that I pay for? I want to see the law. I want to see the statute, if you will. Does statute override constitutional foundational law, though? That is another good question.
You are not a goddamn attorney. Stop fucking talking like that.
Yeah, but he saw some YouTube videos.
He saw you. He went to YouTube University.
Man, I would.
He read something in an Alex Jones thread somewhere once.
I fucking wish Mikey B was still doing programs. Mikey B, and I've actually heard him say, kind of like how I've heard Cynthia Gree say before she kind of went a little left on him, and they all got very angry at her. She used to say, "I'm going to see what Tariq Nasheed says about this." And, like, I've actually heard Mikey B say, you know what, I want to see what Alex Jones says about this story before I start commenting on it. Like, wait for your thought leaders.
Right. Well, you can't just disrupt the base.
Yeah. And you don't want to say something opposite of what they say, because next week you got to backtrack.
Yep. And that's why we're small.
The what?
I said, and that's why we're small.
Yeah.
Because we don't
give a fuck.
You can sit with us if you want to. We're just telling you what we think, and you don't have to agree. That's the thing, because that's that, like, that cult shit. Like, you have to convince people, like, you have, like, the insight. Like, you're, like, selling them salvation. Like, I'm not trying to save you, nigga. I'm just telling you facts. You can do what you want with them.
Yeah. Like.
That is a good question to ask. Let's
Officer Desperado.
Officer Desperado. All right,
now we got some more.
Yeah, three more cops just walked in.
Which also speaks to the absolute whiteness that he is literally surrounded by cops and is just calm as fuck. Like, nothing's gonna happen to me.
Yeah.
Like, I would be having a fucking panic attack if I was surrounded by that many cops at one time.
And he's actually breaking the law right now, in this moment, breaking the law and arguing that he's not. That's what the fuck he's doing.
Because I'm white and I say so.
Woo.
We got plenty of cops in here. All I wanted to see was the statute. I just want to see the law. I want to see what law I'm breaking.
They showed you the affidavit. Don't worry.
I didn't actually get...
That's, folks might not be able to hear. That's the tall, being very calm, young black cop. It's like, we already showed you the affidavit. Well, he doesn't get, like, he got a job as a cop in this little snoozy-ass town. And it's like, why do I have to deal with this shit? I'm supposed to just be chilling. Like, I'm supposed to be texting right now, checking out funny pictures on the gram.
Getting my fucking discount, you know, whatever, coffee at the local cafe.
Fuck yeah. But I gotta look at this fucking guy and his fucking military haircut.
Get to see the affidavit. She kind of walked through and dropped it and then gone.
Don't worry about it.
That's because she tried to hand it to him
and he wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she just dropped it.
You'll see the law.
So they're bringing the affidavit?
They showed it to him already. Okay. He's not worried about it.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry. He's in special operations. So they're asking you to leave the
premises. And you are officer.
Sergeant Simeon?
Sergeant Simeon.
Yeah, he said a little tone. Sergeant.
And he said no first. Hold on, let's catch that no.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry. He's in special operations. So they're asking you to leave.
The and you are officer.
Sergeant Simeon?
Sergeant Simeon.
Sergeant Simeon?
Yeah.
Okay, I just asked for the law, Sergeant Simeon. What law did I break? Why am I being thrown out of a public library that I paid?
But the other cop behind him, that's the goon right there.
Yeah, he's like, nigga, I don't care. You got me off my break for this. I will crack your fucking face open.
Yeah. Like, his belly says break time ain't never ended until now. Like, that's the goon.
Well, but if they have you on the trespass affidavit and you're not wanted here, then that's why.
But so the library can just discriminate against people they don't like? Is that how?
Discriminate!
Discrimination. Everyone discriminates against the white man, especially in Texas.
Who the fuck was that fucking Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses or whoever, when somebody disagrees with you, they're oppressing you.
Ooh.
It was one of them niggas like, oh, a disagreement is oppression. You are oppressing me by not agreeing with what I believe.
I want to say Mormons, but I, because I remember reading that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say that's Mormons.
Works.
No, sir, not sure the details.
They have rules in place against filming inside the building.
Well, I only started filming because I was accosted by this incredible cloud of HPD officers,
accosted.
And I just wanted a record of it.
No one has even so much as raised their voice to you.
And it's an incredible cloud.
It is an incredible. It is an incredible cloud. It's very ethnic.
It was three. Yeah, incredible class. All right.
Okay. So I wasn't filming until you guys tried to take me out of the library.
When this was issued, you were filming, correct?
Well, I don't think so, no.
So the
affidavit he was filming, that's in the affidavit?
Yeah, he's saying, I don't think so. How the fuck you not think so?
What the fuck did he say in the beginning of when I... telling you what I believe or something?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you what happened. I'm telling you what I believe happened.
Yes. How I believe it is what he said. How I believe it. I'm giving that one a head start. Let's do that again.
We're filming. Yeah, correct?
Well, I don't think so, no.
Mr. James, Doc Green.
Do they have any proof of that?
Are you Mr. Green?
Yeah, that'd be me. Yeah.
That's all we need.
That'd be me. And who is this young lady over here?
Sir, she's management here at the library, my understanding, so we have to go ahead and ask her.
All right, so does she work for the taxpayer?
I take it she works for the library. So
she works for the library that I pay for.
We all pay for. So let's go ahead and hit the door here.
We can talk about it all day. Yeah. We need to go outside.
Thank you.
And keep in mind, these cops are still cops, ACAB.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being rushed out of the library because apparently...
Nigga, you is walking. Your breath isn't... You're talking. You're not even talking fast because you're out of breath because you was fucking strolling, nigga.
That's how bold he is with lying, that he's recording what's not happening on video and saying it's happening in the recording. Like, this is the white man. I found him.
Shit.
If we take this one out,
yes.
Then Google knows that I make a lot of funny jokes.
Yes.
Come on. All right.
I, as a taxpayer and a member of the press, you'll see here my media credentials.
Yeah, see, White House. And it's just some pink paper that he fucking printed up.
I'm actually going to Google a White House press pass.
Oh, see,
I was actually,
what one looks like?
Yeah, I was actually Googling affidavits, but...
credentials.
Where's your car?
Pardon?
Where's your car?
Where nigga, they're not even pink.
Oh, parked in the garage.
They're
fucking blue.
And now there's the extra. He's a homophobe. Oh damn, it doesn't look like that at all. He's a homophobe that went with pink.
Yeah.
I hope the story gets on pinknews.co.uk.
And just so you know, I do see some in other colors for, like, the press pool and whatnot, but every single one has an actual picture of the White House on it.
Oh, his does, too.
Does it?
But it's a better one.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, and we'll have this video linked so that you can check it out. I'll actually link the whole article with the video in it in case you want more professional coverage of this.
Yes.
And we're coming towards the end of it.
Garage, okay, you may want to head towards the garage.
Why are we doing this?
Because you're asked to leave the premises. This is still the premises, so let's go ahead. We do have you on body camera, so just to let you know.
Yeah, but what law am I violating? Because there is going to be a lawsuit here.
Sir, and
there's going to be a lawsuit here.
Sure there is.
Inside you had video or something that they don't tolerate, so...
But you don't know what they had, do you? You don't realize they're lying to you. You don't realize they're using you.
I saw the trespass affidavit, and we're asking you nicely to exit the premises.
You know what I'm trying to demonstrate to the people, to the citizens?
We don't have time. We're all citizens here.
Is the fact that we have a bunch of homosexuals that are molesting children.
What the fuck? They're molesting children in the library?
Yeah.
But okay, nigga, you was filming. Did you get that on film?
which would make you a child pornographer. That's kind of what that would do. But yeah, yeah. So that's what they do, you know, little Lorax and whatnot.
They're doing it with your help.
Let's go this way, please. Thank you.
And you know, you gotta in the back of some of the cops' heads, especially the goon, because he looks to be also of age.
Yeah,
they're homophobic too.
Right.
They're transphobic too. They're right. Like, this is not how you do it. You get a job as this and you can bust their heads legally.
Right.
Because again, they're still cops. All right. So that was that. And that's actually our hour.
Oh, damn. All right.
Yeah. I know you. This was going to be the episode. Because what happened? It's not like if we just played the audio, it'd be a 20-minute episode.
Right.
But we have thoughts.
We do have thoughts. So just so you know, an affidavit is a written sworn statement voluntarily made under oath or affirmation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you know what? That was a legitimate Free Thought Thursday. We didn't even do headlines.
We did not.
Yeah, we'll be back at your asses. I gotta get up in the morning and drive a Skyjack around. I do that a lot more often recently, and I really would like to just switch up and be in that department full time.
Yes.
That would be good because it would lower stress and I'd have more time to do wine cellar shit because once you finish your task for the day, you're just kind of in the building. And like the main guy that does it now, he mostly just deliberately moves slow to make it seem like that's how long it takes. And then, like, he ducks off in a corner somewhere, like, and fiddles with his smart device.
Oh, so is he also filming children while wearing a black suit in the corner?
Yeah, we have lots of children in the factory with forklifts zipping around.
Hey, Newt Gingrich said it's good for him. Builds fucking character.
Whew. Yeah. Yeah, they want free lunch. They should clean the cafeteria. You don't need a janitor. All right. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. It is January 31st. Thank you to all you father muckers that hit up the fucking PayPal, that hit up a GoFundMe on the side Phoenix Cleater did for fixing the vehicular because it was, what was it, $525?
It was $550.
$550 to fix the vehicular. So Phoenix hit up a GoFundMe, and y'all niggas hit that shit up quick and or fast.
Thank you.
And then some of y'all niggas hit up the PayPal. We got one note on the PayPal that said, you can use this for the car or whatever.
Or whatever.
That was Donkey Loco. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, and we chose the whatever option because the car is covered.
Yes, and so, groceries exist.
And you may have heard me just casually say earlier in the episode when I was taking my first shit because the whatever was like, I'm going to get a bacon McDouble. And now whatever is coming out of my ass the day later.
I was responsible. I bought eggs and bread.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that. No. No, I got a bacon McDouble and a medium style French fry, and I ate it with my face. Thank you. And right, and I have Brussels sprouts and shit in the kitchen.
Right,
like yeah, I could have, but that would have taken effort. You know how close we live to a McDonald's.
It's people? A little ridiculous.
Yeah, like if I timed it, like, and if there was no snow, like on a summer day. From the front door to stepping in that McDonald's lobby, no shit, like 45 seconds. It's right there.
Fast.
Well, you've seen me walk before.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm like maybe 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my rep. But then again, ableism. Yeah. You life. Like if ableism wasn't hitting you, you'd be banging the fucking 45. Yeah, because I mean, weren't you back in your softball days?
Yes, I was. I was.
Gay agenda.
Was the gay agenda.
All right.
Weird, because everyone on the team was... There was not a single lesbian anywhere on the team. But it was the gay agenda.
And fucking... So yeah, tomorrow's the first. The Patreon will come through. Thank you to you Patreon folks holding it the funk down. $1 to significantly more dollars holding it down. Yep. All right. And that should be that. So... please be as safe as possible wherever the fuck you are.
Thank you. Really, though? You have to let them know a little bit more about that bacon McDouble?
Bacon McDouble? Really?